You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it baby? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Tune in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Yeah, Prince of All Hosts right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Yeah, that's right. Have to be sure. Hit up our sponsors, TLBTalk.com. Alright. Alright, cut the music. Let's get this thing started. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, coming at you wherever the hell you're at. That's right. TLB is the squad. All right, yeah, you know what? I'm battling for you guys. You know, I'm going to be here for like another week. I've got some medical things I got to take care of. So I'm going to be out next week. But, you know, I'm going to try to stick with you as long as I can. Fight through the pain. Fight through the time change. You know, what's really weird... You know, I need to check the latitude here. Longitude. you know, being here in Poland, in the summertime, I'm telling you, it's like, I don't know, it's a bit restless. It's a bit, I mean, I'm a night owl. Okay, I have to be up at night and do my thing. You know, I just being up here, way up here in Poland during the summertime, it doesn't even get that dark. Forget about the sun going up or down. You know, it's about 10 o'clock at night when it starts getting that evening glow. And then 4 o'clock in the morning, the sun's up. So I'm just, you know, I'm looking at this now. I think I'm up higher up than Canada, technically. No, I'm about same. I'm in the same ring as Canada right now. So that probably makes a little sense, right there. Yeah, about the top of Canada, and you would think it would get super cold here, like Canada. I wish it did. Snow every day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stereotyping Canada. I don't know. I've never been there. But, yeah, been that close to the top of the world here is, well, it's a bit different. But anyhow, we're going to get along with the show here, and I will go ahead and let you guys know this is an open show. So if you would like to call in and participate with tonight's presentation, tonight's discussion, You can call in at 800-313-9443, or call into our local number, which is 512-248-8252. Once again, that phone number is 512-248-8252. Yes. Again, I'm trying to stay in this reality with you guys here, living in my own world, going through what I have to go through. But yeah, I mean, this is crazy. I had never thought I'd be living in a world like I am today. People call me a 90s kid, but you know, I remember the 80s. That was like my favorite time. You know, I know I was like 5 years old, you know, 4 or 5. You know, memories are, I've got lots of memories, especially as a very small child, actually. My very first memories are of myself being in, what do you call it, the car seat? just sat in front of some windows and a brand new apartment we moved into. Actually, I was a month old. There's no furniture in the apartment yet. And yeah, it's my earliest memory. I was a month old. So the 80s is actually very fresh in my mind. And being 6 years old, going into the 90s. Yeah, definitely. Definitely have fun. I can't imagine having any more fun being that age during that age. But man, let me tell you, we got some things to deal with today. We got some things to deal with in the year of 2022. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm really upset I don't have my flying car. Forget about all the political corruption. Forget about the corporate destruction. Forget about the degradation of our values as a society. It'd all be worth it if I had my flying car. Like the Jetsons. But they can't even give us that. The technology exists. Yes, I've seen. Hey, do you know what? Just go to YouTube. Go to any video platform. Type in, you know, technology. And you're going to see these videos. You know, these multimillionaires with their jetpacks and their flying cars. They have the stuff. Is the stuff any more expensive than what we have now to make? No. But it's not even currency. It's privilege is the new economy, I think. Doesn't matter how much science that we have, which should be the new economy. It doesn't matter how much science we have. It's privilege. I mean, it doesn't matter. If I have a jetpack or a flying car that I would make for myself, I'm going to be swarmed with, you know, DMV. I'm going to be swarmed with, you know, all kinds of agencies telling me that I can't have what I have. Why? Because Dodge didn't make it. It didn't come out of a press platform. Of industrial machinery from Ford. Why? Because I'm not in the upper tax bracket? Ridiculous. But anyways, random tangent. Let's get into what's going on in the world today, shall we? Yeah, speaking of medical stuff, yeah, we got a medical study saying that over 130,000 COVID deaths could have been prevented if people had health care. if not just healthcare, but if the United States of America, the supposed land of the free, the industrial leaders, the free world example to everybody else, if we had universal healthcare, that we could avoid it, and other numbers say nearly a quarter million deaths, COVID. Now, I can only say, you know, from pure speculation, you know, if that's just from the COVID itself, how many other lives could have been saved if they had just stronger immune systems? And people just have faith in their own immune systems because of having a better lifestyle, better health care. How many people would have not had their hearts exploded by the COVID vaccine? Makes you think, huh? And, you know, myself, I'm just terrified. I don't want to see a doctor. I literally have been seeing doctors, and, you know, first time today I've seen a needle. You know, even before this whole thing, I've hated needles. I hate needles. It's not a fun time. It just doesn't feel right. All those people died from air bubbles. You know, it's just the simple malpractice, anything like that can kill you. Plus, you just don't know what is in those syringes, because you didn't put it there. You know. just getting, you know, at least that's one thing. Getting a localized anesthetic. You know, it's like, I better feel nothing here in about 2 seconds, because otherwise I'm going to get paranoid thinking that you just vaxxed me and I'm going to have to snap somebody's neck. yeah, I don't know. But these are the thoughts that go through my head. It's real talk, those real situations, real talk. How many people, because you have those people who did the army experiments, the military experiments. There's always a medical experiments going on. And army doctors do not tell you what they're actually putting in you. Now we have an entire generation of dumbass doctors who call themselves doctors, who are just really overglorified pharmacists who have a quota to meet for their drug reps. They're not doctors. These people are just following orders. You know those order followers? These, you know, they're not like the police. They're a little bit more fancier because they get paid a little bit more money. And they'll never be suspected of the crime that they're committed, even if they do know. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. These are the thoughts that I have when I have to go and see a doctor, which has been a lot lately. So, yeah. Oh, well, you know what? Just on that very note, I'm a public figure, okay? I will put my business all out there. I don't care. I'm a public figure. I want people to learn from my life, and I want people to know what's happening to me, because in case something does happen to me, well, it's not going to be a huge mystery. But people are going to know. People, anybody who would investigate, all they have to do is listen from episode to episode to get a chronology of my life and what's going on with me. Anyhow, something that I have not disclosed to you guys. Yeah, during my RTG, during my x-ray, you know, and the doctor showing me the areas, you know where my extractions have to be and everything like that. There's a huge white splotch in the x-ray. I can't even pinpoint which tooth it is. Because it's an x-ray, it's a 3D pretty much image, but you don't look at it from the front. And, oh my God, he's telling me this and that. I'm like, okay, so what about that huge white splotch? He says, I don't know. That's an anomaly to be looked at later on. Where it is, it's healthy. So, we shouldn't worry about it. Right? And I'm just sitting in the dentist chair, just freaking the freak out. Not like, oh my God, found something, but it's just like, just the level of professionalism. And I'm pretty sure that works for a lot of people. Oh, I don't know, we'll check it out later. But I'm thinking to myself, if I were a dentist, if I were a doctor, and I seen something that looks entirely alien, I'm gonna, yes, I know you have these other conditions, but yeah, we'll take care of those, but I gotta know, what the hell is this? When you have a professional, like a dentist, has their own office, their own practice, they've been seeing people for years, been extracting teeth for years, and that doctor tells you, yeah, I don't know, that's an anomaly, that's weird. No idea. I didn't get any suggestions as, oh, it could be this, it could be that, it could be, it's no kind of, appreciation for my feelings on it at all. Just, I don't know, whatever. We'll check it out later. When you come to a doctor for a follow-up in these kind of scenarios, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. That's a scary thing. Now, I am a person. I have been shot in a drive-by shooting. Got shot in the face. Twice, actually. I caught the first bullet. My molars. Spit that bullet out. But the second one fragmented after it entered underneath my left earlobe. Fragmented. Now, I have never seen any x-rays showing any of these fragments, because most of it was apparently removed. Most of the bullet was removed. But yet, here we have something that's in the front of my x-ray, and it seems to be, from the looks of it, it's literally in my front, top, incisor, which seems a little scary. I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I being annoyed? I don't necessarily think it's any. I have not come to any conclusions. Of course, there's a chance it could be a government microchip. Of course, there's a chance of that. But things seem to be, the simpler the answer, more likely is what it is. Occam's razor, I don't know. We'll just have to find out what it is later. I'm not going to forget to ask, of course. So anyways, we have to take a very short break. And we'll be back for a short segment. We'll take another break. We'll be right back for a long segment. So stay tuned.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take money. Been stabbed peeping in my window. Why? The feds on me now. They know when I'm sleeping, they know when I'm wake. I know they got my phone tapped, I'm screaming for take. I'm trying to stay out them pants, so I switch states. Bad news, VA now, that sounds great. I see niggas with the ice on, rim shined up. This town's one big pussy, waiting to get fucked. I'll add AI peoples to be a guest. They charge me 500 a piece for 2 max. Then I'm back doing me, back out on the spree. Catch me a nigga slipping out, pumping that D. Give me a little pool, I have a pumping for me. The more proud I can take, the more lit you see. Change my name and then why they don't know where I be. Yeah, doing dirt, but a little key. That watch is nice, that's what you want from me. That chain is nice, that's what you want from me. Them earrings is nice, that's what you want from me. Take this off, move, I break you up properly. I get mine the fast way, ski mask way. Make money. If you ask me, it's the only way. Take money.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. So how many of y'all have gotten got? Now, you know what I'm talking about. How many of you people have invested into NFTs? Yeah. That's what's going down. Literally, that's what's going down. NFTs crashing. Okay, the non-fundable tokens. Yeah, crashing. And pretty much taking most of the cryptocurrency with it. I don't want to be one of those guys that's just like, yeah, I told you so. But hell, I told you so. Right? So we have, an immense market crash. You know, even the cryptocurrency could not escape the Great Reset, right? No, I mean, the currency is still based on people working, right? So people aren't working, people not wanting to take the jab, people not wanting to kneel to the new world order way of doing things. Yeah, all that stuff was just going to go with it. You know, even if you do work from home, you got to keep that stuff moving. You know, for the people that do work from home, that's what's happening. But, you know, we have an influx of orders. We still have people that can't get the new graphics cards. They still can't get those NVIDIA graphics cards. They're on back order. Hell, I've been waiting for something like that to come available for my region so I can get it. Yeah, I swear I was not going to jump back into Minecraft until I get ray tracing. Yeah. yeah. So, again, it's just an attack by China, of course, due to cryptocurrency, and then flush. It's out, it's down, it's bottom. The NFTs, which is only just a front for selling, you know, slave labor anyways. You know, it's a fad. Oh, only the rich can get these. But the rich are not... Yeah, you would think they would be stupid enough to just buy something because everybody else says it's cool. But not all rich people are Seth Rogen. That idiot. Who actually bought some NFTs, custom NFTs. He actually clicked on a phishing link that stole all his NFTs off his computer before he could make a cartoon with it. He was going to make a cartoon with his NFT monkeys. And he had to beg, he begged and begged for his NFTs back for the people that scammed him. And he had to pay for those NFTs back, which are freaking worthless. He could have just made the cartoon anyways, rights or no rights. It's just another market scam to create more and more poverty. The rich can play the game. That's all it is. It's a game. The rich can play that game. But when you have these shares, oh my gosh, these paintings, you can buy a piece of this painting. Oh, it's going to sell the market for millions. You'll make money off of it. Scam, scam, scam. Such huge amounts of money are actually just moving something like child labor, maybe even sweatshop labor somewhere. Maybe sex trafficking. Stuff's not real. But it's crashing, though. That's a good thing. Anyways, we'll be right back after this commercial break for the long haul. Stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
What? What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Going on in the world today? Yeah, something else I've also experienced here lately. YouTube has gone off the deep end. And, you know, with the way the world is going, there's so many things that you gotta put up with every day. Like, life has been a roller coaster. I'm somebody that doesn't, I don't have to leave my place if I don't want to, okay? I work from home. I don't have to, you know, I can send someone for groceries. I don't have to do anything. But my life is a roller coaster. Now, I can't even imagine what everybody else is like. High gas prices going up. You know, you got these weirdos teaching in schools, pushing the gay agendas. You got, I mean, you guys are dealing with so much out there. You guys are dealing with so much. I can't imagine. I mean, the Gen Zs, okay? The Generation Zs are just like, oh my gosh, we can't handle the pressure anymore. We can't take it anymore. The stress of life. Right now, you know what the Gen Z is trying to do? the Gen Zs are trying to make it, I don't want to say illegal, but they're trying to ban calls from work, calls from their employers. They would rather receive text. Why? Because they don't want confrontation. They can no longer handle the confrontation. Now, it makes sense on paper. And most definitely, I definitely agree with the feeling. Especially when you have that idiot employer who schedules you for a day that they know not to schedule you, or for a time period they know not to schedule you. I remember I had this one supervisor, this red-headed idiot, who scheduled me to work a shift that I couldn't possibly work. I had three jobs at the time. Three jobs. So landscaping, I delivered pizza, and I did graveyard shifts at a gas station. This bimbo of a redhead, I'm pretty sure it's because she dealt with her kids, which were on the spectrum majorly. I don't like using the R word. But, you know, when you start treating everybody else like your children, have the audacity of bringing in the general manager to come in and point fingers at me. You know, if I were to go postal, and trust me, the thoughts have been there. Not like killing, but just, you know, paint bombs. You know, just like, you know, finding a S-ton of nails under your tires. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, yeah, I've had these thoughts. I've always refrained. I always did. Never done anything to anybody. Because, you know, it actually rung in my head. You know, success is the best revenge. And yeah, look at me now. You know, every POS I've ever worked for, it's like, yeah, I don't want to hear your voice. Don't call me in. A lot of times, you know, if I just didn't want to work, I didn't answer my phone. I'm sure a lot of you just can relate. Yeah, if I'm worn out, wait, you're going to call me now? No, I'm not that thirsty for cash. No, I'm not. Because as soon as you answer that first phone call, you're just that extra labor. And they're always going to call you. You're going to be the first one they call. Anytime something comes up, you're the first one they're going to call. Because you're too weak to say no. You're too scared of losing your job because you don't have job security. Yeah, send me a text. You know, that's starting to sound good. That's really starting to sound good. Send me a text. Whether I get it or not, you'll never know. You know what? That's actually putting your head to good use there, Gen Z. You know, I was going to make fun of Gen Zs for that, but, you know, going through my past experience, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Get the confrontation. You know, just that inability to say, once you answer the phone, just that inability to say, F off. You know, even if you're the nice guy, oh, well, yeah, I have this going on, this. Yeah, but we really, 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 really need you to come in. I mean, And if you don't come in, guess what? You're fired. Well, we really didn't need you. Well, I was indisposed. Oh, well, that's too bad for you. Yeah, send me a text. I might check it. Might not. Oh, wow. Just the world is changing so fast. Especially with the technology. But anyways, what I was going to talk about was, yes, YouTube. Just the stuff that we're just faced with every day got thrown at us. Corporate mess. And you would think there'd be some level of stability. Some sort of mainstay. It's just life is just chaos because the corporations own everything. They even own your politicians. So here we have YouTube. Age gating. Oh, what is that? What's age gating? Okay, well, as a YouTuber, I'll tell you, whenever you upload something to YouTube, it'll ask you whether your content is good enough or appropriate for the younger audience to view. Kids, children. Well, that's a matter of speculation. That's a matter of opinion, I think. Would you like for your kids to hear about police corruption? Would you like to hear your kids know that Biden stole the election? Would you like your kids to know that the New World Order has taken over the Democratic Party and are slowly stabbing at the Republican Party? I mean, how much do you want your children to know? What's children friendly? The fact that there's police brutality out there? I mean, how much sheltering? And see, that's the thing. We're all so censored. On top of us having to shelter our own children. I mean, what are the effects of that going to be? I can't speak my mind. I can't speak my truth. So what am I supposed to tell my kids? I know a lot of times if you're telling your kids the truth, the real truth, and let's say someone at the public school catches wind of that, oh, guess what? You're going to knock on the door from CPS. I used to read the articles because it never made it to mainstream news. But I used to read the articles about CPS taking the children of chemtrail conspiracy theorists. Yeah, I used to read those articles. And on a side note there, yes, we're going to have Russ Tanner on the show here soon. Chemtrail, well, really an anti-chemtrail activist. On the show soon, within a few weeks here. That's going to be an awesome show. So definitely keep your ear out for that one. But anyhow, yes, and so kid-friendly, age-gating. Now, when you upload, it'll ask you. You can click the little circle or not. Now, I don't know what the punishment for not having that clicked or not, but YouTube is going through people's videos and deciding, redeciding for them. And what does that mean? What does it matter? Well, I'll tell you. If it's age-gated, obviously, your content is not going to get to anyone who is below the age of 13. Okay? If you're not kid-friendly, as they say, if you're not with the younger crowd there, you're really not going to be suggested at all. You're not going to be on a suggested algorithm if you are an adult. If you're content is rated for adults, somebody's going to have to look for you. Somebody's going to have to look for your content. Doesn't matter if your account is an adult as well. Okay? Everyone's going to be treated as children as far as YouTube is concerned. Everyone. So that severely limits your outreach. YouTube wants you to limit yourself, of course. That's why they put the little question there, little checkbox there, for you to limit yourself. Because, you know, who likes doing all that work, right? Well, now they're going through and doing it for people. I saw this coming from a mile away. I did. But now there's a terminology for it. Age gating. You want to know what else YouTube has done? YouTube has updated the platform to where everyone's content is sampleable. Is that a word? People can make samples out of your videos. Copyright be damned. 30-second clips can be taken from any of your content. And it's with one of those stupid apps on the phone that you can draw over, you know, the little virtual pencil, color stuff in on top of the video. You can speed up the video. You change the pitch of sounds, the voices on the video. Why? Well, you've given a whole new option. They basically want to be like TikTok. They want to get into the trend of these 1-minute videos because everyone is so ADHD now. Everyone's on the spectrum, short attention spans. You know, we need those quick endorphin taps, you know, straight to the vein, quick, over and over and over, because our brains have gotten used to that dopamine, that quick reward system, that constant enjoyment, that constant high. And then on the flip side of it, I was going to say originally, it's going to be a tool used for trolls who want to mock, create disinformation, ruin your reputation, things of that nature. It can be done now without your ability to contest it. Now, there's one thing you can do. You have a YouTube channel. Because they have not notified anybody of this change. There was no notification. Zero notification to any users. But what you can't do now is go into your settings. Well, actually, I assume that there should be a way to do it in settings for all your videos. But as far as I can see, you have to go retroactively to video in the settings and unclick permission for video sampling. Yeah. They don't want anybody to know this. No notifications. People, anytime you see a new feature, a new button pop up on a platform such as YouTube, investigate it. Don't just let it sit there and you just never wonder what it is, and never finding out what it is. Click on it. Because you could be in for a whole world of hurt if you're a content creator, such as like myself and a lot of other people. you could be in an entire world of hurt. But this is that sneaky corporate stuff. There should be something in terms and conditions. You know, these terms and conditions only apply for the users. There should be a terms and conditions for the corporation itself. What it can and can't do, what a lifetime user is supposed to expect out of the platform. I mean, this is more political than anything else. Money and politics. You know, people need to get off of YouTube. Seriously, there are other platforms. There's OogeTube. There's BitChute. I want to go through them all, but there's other platforms. As soon as we decentralize, the more these people are going to play ball for what the people want. Not what the corporations and the politicians want. Decentralize. I cannot stress that enough. It's absolutely ridiculous what these people can get away with. We should not stand for it. You should not stand for it. Nobody should stand for it. Oh, wow. I got so many talking points for the show today, and I barely scratched the surface. Wow. Okay, you know what? And it's just, it's so disgusting. It's, you know, just to tell you how much these people are mocking us. Because I forgot a point earlier, okay? Well, for example, with the cryptocurrencies. Did you know Hostess is now making Twink coin? Twink? I guess that's in favor of Pride Month. Twink coin? You guys don't know what a twink is? That's a petite gay male. That's a twink. So they're twinkies. Get it? It's a play on words. You know, like they didn't think anybody was going to pick up on that. So they have these little gold boxes with the coins on it. Twink coins. Now, I have no idea if they think they're actually going to make any money with that. Or if anybody's going to take that seriously, I'm pretty sure there are some people that will take it seriously. Especially if it's backed up by a big known corporation. Some people might get fooled. Who knows? I don't know. But for the more intelligent people, for those of us who know better, I mean, what a slap in the face. These corporations do not care. They just want to use every label that they can, ride every political wave to make sure they stay on top, which isn't inherently a bad or an evil thing. But the subject matter, you got to pick your battles. You got to be able to draw the line somewhere. Hold on to your values, values of some kind. You know, I laughed. I really did. I laughed when oh, wow. Looks like I got disconnected. Am I even connected here? Okay. Skype just flipped out on me. What was it? Chick-fil-A. When they said they didn't... serve gays or whatever. You know what? It's a private business. They can do that. All right? They can do that. They held their values. Whether it's wrong or it's right, they held to their guns. And that's a lot more than I can say for a lot of people, a lot of organizations, a lot of corporations, a lot of governmental entities. It's just, I don't know. I'm disgusted by it. Twink coin? And actually, you know, Mike, I'm not in the States. Is that true? Have you been in the gas station lately? Have you seen this? The Hostess Twinkies? I thought they went out of business. Are they coming back with this product or what? Mike, am I alone here? You don't have to verify things going on in the States with you. All right, anyways, Mike is now busy. All right. Anyways, if you guys have seen this Twink coin on the shelves, call in and let me know. It's the Hostess Twinkies in a different package with the coins on it. So just let me know. If I'm being fed disinformation just because I live here in Europe, you know, that's going to be a problem. Anyhow, we are going to go to commercial break. On the other side, we're going to... I definitely have to talk about... Oh, there's so much, guys. We're going to talk about Biden, which I have not bitten into enough on this show. Especially not lately. We got a lot of stuff going on. And by the way, on the main page of RBN, the second interview I did with Johan Droshagen from the Brady List is up. You guys want to catch the video feed? The video recording of that, it is up. And I would love it if you shared it everywhere on your social media platforms. That would be great. It's time to defund the police, for sure. So, anyhow, yes, top of the hour, and we shall be right back. Stay tuned.
You could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must... This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Let's talk electric vehicles for a moment. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Sure, electric vehicles produce fewer emissions than internal combustion vehicles, but what about making the different cars? Building a conventional gas car generates about 6 tons of CO2. Producing an electric car with a range comparable to a gas engine, about 400 miles, generates over 25 tons of CO2. So you have to drive the electric vehicle about 180,000 miles before the electric vehicle actually cuts emissions. What's the average life expectancy of a vehicle, you may ask? Well, it's about 180,000 miles. So if you really want to save the planet, consider a hybrid. Its initial carbon footprint and operating emissions are both between the electric car and the gas car. Remember this, the next time some politician tries to call an electric vehicle zero emissions car. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org.